8.6%. But if you dig into the numbers, it gets a bit worse. So Bitcoin was down 8.73%. ETH was down 22.25%. SOL was down 21.5%. And if you look at the altcoins, it was a brutal, brutal, brutal month. Just look at these numbers that I've got displayed on the screens here. And the reality is that if August wasn't bad enough, a lot of people are actually saying that September traditionally is worse. And a lot of people are talking about September actually being the worst month. I mean, just read this tweet over here. It says, well, the summer really sucked hard, but luckily it's over now. And literally the worst month of the year is ahead of us, because it looks like September is very much going to be, or should be, the worst month of the crypto year. The result, the main thing is, though, that we've been moving sideways now for 187 days. And in those 187 days, I've seen a lot of people basically blow themselves up, because what they've been trying to do is they've been trying to make the money that they've lost back. And they've been taking stupid trades all the time. And the reality is that every time they did this, they basically exploded their portfolios. And now they've got a lot less than just the original losses that they actually went in with. And so a lot of these people are asking me whether it's maybe time to get out of crypto. And to be honest, I actually think that isn't such a bad idea, to potentially get out of crypto for a couple of months, maybe 12 or 18 months. But it's only a good idea if you do something before you go. And that's what I want to talk to you about. It may be a good idea to get out now and come back in 18 months, but only if you do one thing. That's what I want to talk about today. Also, I want to show you a project that Alex Becker and Elio are actually involved in, and where you guys can actually end up getting early free tokens if you do what I tell you to do today. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Big day today. I know it's Memorial Day in the United States, and we'll talk about that too. But let's get this show on the road, guys. Happy Memorial Day if you're in the United States, and if you're here watching us today, yeah, I mean, that's amazing. Otherwise, to everyone else, welcome, welcome, welcome. Got a big show for you guys today. Was contemplating whether or not to do a show, because generally we don't work on the US holidays, but I thought today was probably the best day to do the show that I want to do today, and I'll show you in a second why. So listen, if you're not already subscribed to the channel, we're almost at 1 million subs. Help us get there. All you need to do is you need to subscribe to our channel. And also, I mean, if you do appreciate the fact that we are here on Memorial Day, bringing you amazing, amazing content, just smash the like button. Just give us some appreciation. Smash the like button. It's hard. It's hard to make content. It's hard to bring you alpha every day, especially when the markets are moving sideways. But I think we're here for you each and every day. And all we expect from you is just to smash the like button. All right, with the formalities out the way, let's get into the meat and potatoes of the show. And to be honest, I know we were talking about people leaving crypto, and I think that it actually isn't such a bad idea for some people to actually leave crypto, but only if you do a certain thing along the way. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about today. You know, when we left here on Friday, I kind of realized that this market's been moving sideways for so long that I almost gave up on the fact that the market would move. And so what I did was I texted the people in our Frontrunners Discord, and I said, you know what I think the best thing is? The best thing is just to put your laptops away. It's a long weekend in the United States. Don't check the prices and actually go and touch grass and spend time with your family. And that's exactly what I did, actually. I actually didn't. This weekend, I would say, was the weekend where I least looked at my Bitcoin prices or at my Banter Bubbles or any one of my apps. Because to be honest, I was so confident that the market actually wouldn't move. And if the moves would come, the moves would be of the same nature to the moves that we've been getting all this time, which is sideways, slightly down, sideways, slightly down, sideways, slightly down. And to be honest, that's exactly what happened. So if you look at where we are now, we are exactly where we left, or a little bit lower than where we left on Friday, which is kind of exactly what I thought would happen. I'm not expecting anything big to happen. The reality is it is Memorial Day in the United States. Today, liquidity is going to be low. And I think we're just going to keep getting that chop, because pretty much the whole market is pretty much capitulated. There's nothing going on in the market. And I mean, the one option is that you can keep watching the charts. You can keep watching the charts each and every day. And you can keep drawing lines on charts and waiting for the next breakout to happen. But the reality is that it just hasn't been happening. And for the last 187 days, every time that we've plotted a line on a chart, we've thought to ourselves, okay, this time the little breakthrough of the little breakthrough of the little breakthrough of the little breakthrough has broken through the trend line. We think that this is going to be the one. And the reality is that nothing happens, and it basically destroys our morale. And the truth is, it also wrecks our wallets. A lot of wallets have actually been wrecked. And so Dan Crypto says, look, we go from it's so over to we're so back to we're back to we're so fucking back to it's over every single day, every single 10 minutes, because there's been no real price movement in Bitcoin. We're starting to celebrate and look for small moves that break us out of small trends, right? And we get excited when we break the 1 week trend, when we should be looking at the 1 month or the 1 year trend. And so what's happening as a result of this is people are actually leaving crypto. And those that aren't leaving crypto are here, but are completely demotivated. So you've got volume at an all-time low. You've got whales that are not bidding anymore. You've got influencers that pretty much ran away with all the money. Most of the influencers have actually stopped making daily videos. Market makers are not buying anymore. The ETF launch, well, should I show you the results of the ETH ETF launch for the last week? I've got to show you this. This is like crazy. There were zero inflows and zero outflows of the ETFs. Basically, no one cares about the ETH ETF. That's the level of the cycle where we're at. You've got ETF BlackRock wash trader to dump on retail. Everyone hates everyone. The Coinbase app is ranked number 441 in the App Store. I mean, if it carries on going down, there's a good chance that they'll actually even remove it from the App Store and basically say, look, no one actually reads this app. You've got the sentiment. I mean, the sentiment is terrible. You've got ETH is known. ETH is BlackBerry, MySpace, Litecoin worthless. Sol is used for crime. Pump.fund destroyed the bull market. All tokens are worthless scams. Crypto is ruined forever, but yet we're in the middle of a bull market, or at least they say that we're in the middle of a bull market. When you look at fear and greed, the fear and greed indicator is moving like crazy. Last week, the fear and greed indicator was at 55. This week, it's at 26. That's not because the sentiment has changed so much. It's just because there's no one here anymore. No one cares about the sentiment anymore. People are oscillating from greed to fear very, very quickly. And the worst part of us all is that what I've been watching is I've been watching and seeing a lot of my friends trying to make money in a sideways market. And when you try and make money in a sideways market, it's what lands up happening is that you land up taking trades that you shouldn't actually be taking. And the reason why you take the trades that you shouldn't actually be taking is to try and create dopamine and create trading opportunities where trading opportunities actually don't exist. And what happens to those people is they actually land up losing money unnecessarily. And so instead of just being a buying, yeah, which is the buy zone, doing nothing in this zone and then selling when we get to the next part of the bull market, these people basically didn't buy here, are trying to buy every opportunity here, getting completely liquidated over here, and then they won't be around to actually go into the sell zone, the sell zone over here. And right now, I understand why people are capitulating, and I understand why people actually want to leave Bitcoin and why people actually want to leave crypto. And I actually think for some people, it's actually not a bad idea. And if you're one of those people, I'll show you what you need to do before you actually leave. So as I was saying, look, August was a terrible, terrible, terrible month. Not at face value. At face value, you could say, okay, well, Bitcoin was just down 8.6%, which is actually the median of where Bitcoin should be. 8.04% is the normal for August. Bitcoin was down 8.04%, but the thing is, when you dig a little bit deeper and you look at the actual numbers and you say, okay, well, listen, even though Bitcoin was only down 8.73%, ETH, which is the second biggest asset ever, down nearly 25%. Sol down 21.15%. And Sol, you could say, is the biggest altcoin out there because ETH is like, you can almost say Bitcoin and ETH are like the two with ETFs, and the altcoins, the biggest altcoin you could say is Sol, down 21.15%. Just look at the moves on some of our biggest coins here. I mean, Pulse X down 25.65%. In fact, unless you were holding Sui, Helium, Sats, and Tron, I mean, it's been a crazy, it's been a terrible, terrible, terrible month for altcoin holders. And I mean, what you can see is that now that the volume on Solana, now that the meme coin cycle, which I called exactly to the day of its death, now that these meme coin, that the meme coin cycle is slowed down, you can see that the volume on Solana has gone down, and you can see the price of Solana is also down at $135, $131, as you can see on the top of the screen. And the worst thing is that they call September Rectember. September doesn't look like it's going to be better. I mean, just read some of these tweets from some of the biggest names out there. Literally the worst month of the year is ahead of us. I'm not an optimist about September. October should be a good month, everyone in Bitcoin. Survive September. That's the message of this tweet. September will actually be a shit month. There goes our YouTube video. And so what you can see, Ben Cowan says, wake me up when September ends. So, I mean, everyone, I wanted to play the song here, but I didn't actually want to get a copyright strike. Not actually worth it. I see Charles is saying, wake me up when September ends. So That is where we're at, unfortunately. That is where we're at. And I know that it's hard to believe. I know that it's hard to believe. But get this, okay? Get this. One green candle. Just one green candle. And the entire sentiment changes. I promise you. One green candle of 5K or 10K. And it can happen. For whatever the reason is. The entire sentiment is going to change. And then you're going to kick yourself for not actually being in the market. And when that one green candle comes, what we do know is that the next part of the bull market is a very, very, very aggressive part of the bull market. Now, I don't know what's going to be the catalyst for the next part of the bull market. I do know, though, that it's going to happen at some point. I don't know when. It could be in August. It could be in September. It can't be in August. August is gone. It could be in September. It could be in October. But I do know it's coming. And then we're going to move from the do nothing part of it to the sell part of it, to the last part of the bull market, which actually looks something like this. And to be honest, here, if in this part of the bull market, your main job is actually just to sell your coins. This is not where you should be buying. It's actually where you should be selling your coins. So I don't know what the catalyst is going to be. It could be the elections. And by the way, Trump is now at 51%. Kamala Harris is at 47%. I don't know. On my Twitter and on Mark Cuban's Twitter, it seems like Kamala is way behind. But I mean, Polymarkets is telling us it's 51% towards Trump and 47% towards Harris. There's the S&P trade. There's the catch up to the S&P trade. Remember, S&P is now nearly at all-time high monthly closes. Bitcoin hasn't caught up. There could be the liquidity trade when interest rates are decreased or reduced next month. By the way, there's a 69% chance. There's a 100% chance interest rates are going to be decreased. The only question is it going to be one interest rate cut or two interest rate cuts in September? By the way, that's happening on the 18th of September when the Fed meets. You've got USDT moving up, whilst Bitcoin moving down, and that's unusual. And the reason why that's happening is because all the selling from Mt. Gox, Silk Road, US government, German government, all these governments, people who don't actually want to hold their Bitcoin, they are actually selling their Bitcoin, and they've been pushing down the price of Bitcoin. But at some point, all of that's going to turn, and I know it's hard to believe, but Miles also said, he said, sentiment's awful right now, but just remember, all it's going to take to erase the memories of all the fickle is it's going to be one green candle. When we get that one green candle, that is it. You're going to get, in a matter of minutes, one green candle is going to turn the entire market around. And all the people in the sideways that were flashed out of the market because of the sideways chop are going to be very, very, very regretful. I just hope that's not going to be any of you guys. And a lot of people have written off September. But when people all write off September, when people all agree that nothing's going to happen in September and that everything is going to be the same as it always was, that is when you got to look out for a surprise. That is when you have to look out for a surprise. So yes, maybe September is going to be a bad September like all the other months that we've seen. But be on standby, because when everybody does believe that September is going to be so bad, I believe that is when we can actually get a surprise. And when we get a surprise, I mean, providing alts stay on this trend line, which they've been on since 2019, we could get a massive, massive, massive move here in the altcoins. So that is where we're at. We're at a point of capitulation. And really, this is the last stretch of the capitulation. And this is not really a time to leave crypto. Even though I said in the thumbnail, I'm leaving crypto. For some reason, it's not really a time to leave crypto. But I do think that we should be thinking like people who are about to leave crypto. And the reason why I say that is because I think that in this part of the market, a lot of people are doing a lot of stupid things to try and make money, when what they should be doing is actually buying a portfolio of amazing, amazing, amazing tokens, holding a portfolio of amazing tokens, and making that their core holdings. And so when I left here on Friday, knowing that the market was going to be a piece of shit for the whole weekend because of Memorial Day weekend, knowing that there was going to be no liquidity, I kind of thought to myself, hold on a second. What if I just stopped looking at the prices? What if I stopped being obsessed with crypto each and every day? What if I stopped waking up and having my entire mood and the mood of my family and the mood of my staff and the mood of everyone else based on one thing, the Bitcoin price? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I wake up in the morning, the first thing that I do as soon as I open my eyes is not greet my kids or greet my wife. I look at the Bitcoin price. Why? Because I know that that's going to tell me whether I'm going to have a good day or a bad day. If it's green, it's going to be a good day. If it's red, it's going to be a bad day. If it's nothing, also going to be a bad day, because that means we have to come up and make content when there's no actual content around. So the reality is, I thought to myself, why are so many people getting wrecked? Why are people taking so many trades to try and make money? What if we just all acted like really good investors? And what really good investors do is they don't hop around from narrative to narrative and token to token. What they do is they just hold a portfolio, a core portfolio of tokens for the entire cycle. And so what I did was, I said, as I was thinking this, as I was driving out of the office, I sent this text to my researchers. I've got a team of a lot of researchers. And I said, yo guys, I need 20 tokens. I need the 20 tokens each one of you would buy and hold for 18 months. Make sure you mix safe with outsized returns. That's pretty much what I texted the guys. Okay, obviously the researchers were like, fuck, 18 months, that's a long time. Fuck, 20 tokens, that's a lot of tokens. I was like, guys, just shut the fuck up and just send me your top 20 tokens, okay? I mean, that's exactly what happened. Oh, 20 tokens, so many tokens. Oh, 18 months, such a long time. But we're actually investors, right? So what I made them do was I made them all give me their tokens that they would hold for 18 months. And what we did was we put those tokens into a grid. That's the grid over there. You took my tokens, Joe's tokens, Chris's tokens, Paolo's tokens. Paolo's a bit autistic. We'll talk about that. You'll see his tokens are a little bit very different. You can see he's even got a token here called autism, which is, I mean, no surprise coming from him. Kapoor, Andre, Oliver, Adam, Oz, Matt. I asked the guys to take their tokens and to just give me the top 20 tokens that they would hold for the rest of the cycle, no buying and no selling. This is the list that they gave me, right? We'll refine this list in a second. But what you can see is that the majority of us actually chose very similar tokens. Bitcoin, ETH, Sol, Arweave, Rune, Near, Casper, Sui, Phantom, Injective, Beam, Drift. What you can see is that to a greater or less extent, most of our portfolios were the same. Like to a greater or less extent, most of our portfolios kind of look the same, except our token, what do you call him? My token autistic. You know, every team must have one. We have our one, and he's got his own list of tokens, very different tokens, okay? And so what I did was, I then said, okay, let's combine all the tokens. And let's just see if we take all the tokens we combine and remove the meme coins. Because one of the things that I wanted to do was I wanted to make sure that we invest in tokens that have the highest risk return. And what that means, sorry, let me just get this onto my screen. What I wanted to make sure that the tokens that we choose have high upside and are probably going to be here at the end of the cycle or next cycle. And the reason why I chose 18 months was because I think that's when the end of the cycle is going to be, in 18 months, right? If the cycle times itself like other cycles. So what I said was 18 months, high risk return, probably going to be here. And I mean, again, meme coins I think are great, but I don't know if meme coins are going to be here next cycle. They're not a fundamental part of the crypto industry. And so what I did was I combined all of the researchers' picks and I put them into a list over here. And then, of course, I took Paolo, who's our resident autistic, and I basically put him in here and I said, look, this is the list of like outliers that he this is the list of outliers that he chose, right? Like he chose a whole lot of tokens that like crazy, like I'm not crazy. We respect the tokens that he chose, but they were very different from all of us. And so you can see the tokens were Bitcoin, ETH, Sol, Arweave, Rune, Sui, Near, Phantom, Injective, Optimism. Because Optimism, it's the play on base. Beam, because it gives you an in into gaming. Immutable X, good in into gaming. Crown, which is the horse NFT, the horse racing game. Super, because it gives you exposure to all of gaming. Mantra, because it's the great real world asset play. Render, Akash, and AOS, because they are the AI play. Then you've got Aerodrome, which is, you know, on base. This one was from Joe, because Joe, you know, obviously he likes buying Justin Sun. He likes Justin Sun a lot. So you can see Joe actually put Tron on his list. Only Joe put Tron on his list. That's it. Joe the Irishman. Near, Casper, Ronan. And you can see basically the list went on and on and on. Okay, cool. Once I saw this list, and by the way, this list is going to be at the bottom of the show in a spreadsheet so that you guys can actually look at it. Also, it was dropped for our front runners in the front runners research group. So it was dropped for our front runners. Our front runners, which is our Discord group, get the alpha just before the shows. By the way, they were also part of the studio audience for the Suzu show, and afterwards they got to interact with Suzu. If you want to join Frontrunners, the waiting list is closed for now, but that doesn't mean that the waiting list is going to be closed forever. What I recommend you do is the following. Sign up using this link over here. Sign up using this link over here. Get the alpha before everybody else. It's over here. If you are unhappy after a month, I will return your money to you and you can leave with no questions asked. But you have to get onto the waiting list using this link, and it's only available for the time for now. All right, so let's go back to it. So when I looked at all of these calls from everybody else, I kind of said to myself, hold on a second. There's a problem with this spreadsheet. And the problem with the spreadsheet is that every single one of these, barring maybe one or two, is a high, like none of them are under $50 million market cap, fully diluted market cap. And what that got me thinking is that maybe right now we are all in capital preservation mode. And so we're not looking at the tokens that are under $50 million or under $100 million, the lower cap tokens, which can actually give us huge upside. Because if you look at all of these, most of these are like, you know, plus 100, plus 150 million market cap, right? And so the idea is to say, hold on a second, maybe because of our mindsets right now, and our mindsets right now is we're playing it safe. Why are we playing it safe? Because we've been through 187 days of chop. In the 187 days of chop, we were chopped up like a piece of bologna. Everyone's bags got completely destroyed. And so now we're kind of trying to play it safe. And how do you play it safe? Well, you go for all the big, big tokens, right? You don't take a chance on $50 million tokens, but what's going to give you the outsized return in the cycle is actually the $50 million tokens. So then what I said to the researchers is, no, guys, I want you to give me, each one of you to give me 5 degen picks. And degen picks we defined as under 100 and? Under 150 million market cap, fully diluted. So basically, Joe said he would add Radiant, KNC, Kujira, Orderly, Azure. Chris said he'd add Naka, ALB, Pocket, Gearbox, Orderly. Paolo said Pocket, Claw, Gearbox, Ox. What is the Theta?
No, it's not Theta. It's D or something.
Ask him what it is. Just phone him and ask him what it is. I know he's watching because he watches. Paolo, what is the? What is the, bro? Hold on. Let me look here on CoinGecko and just see what's the.
Thena. Thena.
Thena.
Yeah.
Okay. Let him tell us what's going on. Let him tell us what's going on here. Okay. And so what we did was we actually got a list of smaller tokens that people actually wanted to put into their portfolios under $50 million. So now what you have is you have the big ones and the small ones combined. And now you've got to come up with a portfolio that you're going to hold for the next 18 months. Now, I'm going to show you what I did. It doesn't mean that that is what you should do. It's just what I'm going to do. And I'm going to show you exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing. So the first one that I'm taking is obviously Bitcoin. I'd be a dumbass not to have Bitcoin in my portfolio. And so I'm going to keep some Bitcoin in my portfolio. The next one that I'm doing is I'm putting ETH. And the reason why I'm putting ETH is because ETH is dead. Because no one likes ETH. Because people hate ETH. Because people are so indifferent towards ETH right now that the inflows and outflows from the ETFs are zero. I mean, people, it's not like they're not buying, and they're just not buying, not selling. No one gives a fuck. There's nothing going on, okay? Like, that's how bad it is. Then, if you look at the fundamentals on ETH, just look at this. This is the total stable coins and the top 30 tokens and the real world assets and the NFTs on ETH. And this is what happens when you compare it to Tron or Solana. Even though we love Solana, right now, if you look at where the capital is on ETH. And so I think ETH will come back. So Bitcoin, ETH, Sol. I mean, I don't have to tell you why I love Sol. It's the fastest L1 blockchain. Arweave, probably the best tech in the space. Rune, it's the only real decentralized cross-chain protocol that exists in the space today that is really, really, really decentralized. You got Sui. Again, Sui is my bet on the Move language. It is a very fast, very easy to use blockchain and good people. Then you got Near Protocol. You got Phantom because Phantom is rebranding to Sonic and Andre's back. And you just can't not invest in Andre at a market cap, a fully diluted market valuation of $1.3 billion. Then Injective Protocol, optimism, because I want to be a part of the success of Base. The only way to be part of the success of Base is to buy Coinbase or to buy Optimism, because remember, Base is a fork of Optimism, and so they pay Optimism a percentage of their fees. Then I want exposure to gaming. So here's my exposure to gaming: Beam, IMX, and Crown. Those are the three tokens that I'm going to buy to get exposure, or for, and Super. Beam is the L2 or the L1. You call it what you want. You got Immutable X, which is again the L2 or the L1 for gaming. Crown is the game, the horse racing game, which I love. Super is an infrastructure play across the entire stack. Mantra is the real world asset play. Render, Akash, and AOS are my three AI decentralized GPU plays. Aerodrome, I'm buying that because I believe in the trading narrative. And specifically, I believe in the trading narrative around Base. And it's the only way to get into Base. And then you got Pepecoin. And the reason why I like Pepecoin is because Pepecoin is your exposure to based AI. So if I were going to leave crypto for 18 months and I wasn't going to look at my portfolio each and every day, and I wasn't going to be cutting the portfolio each and every day, to be honest, this is what my portfolio would look like. This is what my portfolio would look like. This is it. I would put Bitcoin, ETH, Sol, Bitcoin, ETH, Sol, Arweave, Rune, Sui, Near, Phantom, Injective, Optimism, Beam, IMX, Crown, Super, Mantra, Render, Akash, AOS, Aerodrome, Pepecoin. And then I would probably pick one or two from this list over here, which the ones that I like the most. Which ones do I like the most? I do like Orderly a lot, got to be honest. I like KNC a lot. I like Pocket Network. It just doesn't move. I like Gearbox a lot. So I'd pick probably two or three from this list over here. And you should pick them based on whatever narrative you think is going to be the biggest and best narrative that is actually going on. And then what you should do is you should just land up building a portfolio. Now, to be honest, I think that everyone should put 90 to 95% of their money, their crypto money, not their money, into a portfolio that looks something like this. And I think that you should stop trading. I think you should stop looking for the next shiniest thing, and you should just hold them for the next 18 months. That's what I really think. I think that if you are like us and you spend each and every day looking at the markets, then you can take some other bets, because you can also get out and you know when to get out. But to be honest, I think that your objective is not to take a lot of risk to get the return. It's to manage your risk return profile. And to be honest, if I was managing my risk return profile, this is the portfolio that I would actually land up holding. Now, if you don't like my portfolio, then just go and look at all the other portfolios that we've given you by researcher. And you can see basically how people here are looking and thinking about their portfolios. Now, that spreadsheet, as I said, is that spreadsheet already in the show? Here it is. It's called the 18-month portfolio. I like everything we share with you guys. Here's a great portfolio for you guys to actually have a look at. If you are part of Frontrunners, you got this already. Remember, if you want to sign up to Frontrunners, you can sign up over there. So that is what I would be doing. And I mean, we've given you a big portfolio here to look at. We've told you exactly why we would look at it. And really, 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 that is how I'd be doing it. That is how I'd be playing the cycle. So what I recommend you do is take this spreadsheet, go and build a portfolio like that. And you've got to remember that if you don't have a good portfolio now, actually, let me just find this thing for you guys quickly. So remember this chart over here. If you don't have a good portfolio, and if you never landed up buying here in the buy Bitcoin, there's three phases to the cycle. The first one is where you be buying. The second part is where you do nothing. And the next part is where you sell. A lot of people didn't have good portfolios in the buy Bitcoin stage. And in the do nothing stage, they ended up getting chopped up, which means that you basically have one last chance to position your portfolio correctly before we go into the sell Bitcoin and sell your portfolios, right? Now, I just want to show it to you on the charts, because I think it's important that you see, that you get perspective about what this actually looks like on the charts. So in this area over here, you do nothing. This is the chop, chop, chop sideways area where you land up actually doing nothing. This whole area over here. This is the time when you sell. Now, you don't sell over here. You try and time this in such a way that towards the end of this, you're actually selling. Which means that I would say, like, you really have one last chance. Really, 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 you have one last chance to position your portfolio and to sit back and to relax until the next time when we do a show like this, which is actually how we are selling our tokens, not how we are buying our tokens. So really, I think this is the time to put together a portfolio. If you want to put together a portfolio using spot or leverage, now I don't recommend putting your core portfolio in leverage, but leverage is fun to trade and you can get amazing exposure. If you don't already have an account at Bybit or at BitGet, there are two specials running. Bybit, obviously, we're giving away the... So one is if you can deposit 100K, then you're considered a big whale at Bybit, and then you trade $8 million of notional, which is not a lot. You get a $5,000 bonus, and you'll only pay $3,200 in fees. I would take this because this is one of the best sign-up bonuses that I've ever seen, to be honest. If you don't want BitGet, there's a Messi promotion. I think you win a shirt or something like that if you are a Messi fan. You get a trade to win $100,000 in prizes and one Messi signed jersey if you want it. But I reckon you got to get your ass into gear. Bybit, BitGet, Blowfin. Blowfin is for the people that are working, that are living in places where they need KYC. Blowfin is the exchange where there's no KYC. So you can just use that. All right, so that's that. I also promised you today that I would get you into a protocol before a protocol that Alex Becker, Elio, and a whole lot of other people in the industry are involved in. And if you get in now, you can actually get tokens. And the best thing is, to get the tokens, you don't actually have to put down any money. Okay, you don't have to put down any money. All you need to do is just use the protocol. That's it. Use the protocol. It's coming on at a very low market cap, and you guys will get your tokens at a very, very, very low market cap. So how does it work and what is it? If you go to the bottom of the show, there is a link over here called Ton Station, okay? Click that link. What you will find is that you will land up at this application, which is called Telegram or Ton Station. Now, what is Ton Station? Ton Station is like a marketplace on Telegram. It's like a gaming marketplace. It's a gaming marketplace. It's a place where you can play games, you can sell skins, etc., etc., etc. If you, there we go. That's what it basically looks like. I'm on a desktop, so this is not a very good example, but you know what I'm talking about. If you sign up using this link over here, the one that is created over here, you will get, and you play the games, etc., etc. You will get a massive part of the airdrop if you do it quickly enough. So if you want to be part of it, there's no pre-sale, there's no VC sale, there's no early influencer sale, there's none of that shit. The only way to get in is to sign up and actually start playing. And it's actually like really cool games and really cool part of the marketplace. My recommendation is this closes on the 8th of October, which means that you have between now and the 8th of October to play as much as you can and to participate as much as you can. I don't know how many times you guys are going to have an opportunity to enter into a project where Elio and Alex Becker are involved and actually in the building of the project. And if you want to get in, again, use one of these links. Use one of these links, get in on one of these links, and then you can actually, you can get the points. Otherwise, I think that's it for today. I'll see you guys again tomorrow. Have I forgotten something? You're looking at me like I've forgotten something. All right, I'll see you guys again tomorrow. Hopefully everyone will be back because it won't be Memorial Day. Until then, trade well, my friends.